You know, this is one of a kind, you know. South Sudan have been receiving aid, you know. Generally, people have been receiving aid, and the businesses were not flourishing because of the inflation. And that was the result of non-implementation of the peace agreement. Things continue to go down from that time on. My reaction is that this is a clear message to the leaders of South Sudan that it's not only security advisories that relates to people's security, is also business advisories. You know, the economy is in peril. The economy is directly hitting the welfare of the people. And I think that that advisory will make them wake up and consider to implement the peace agreement and do economic reforms.
Exactly so, because now this is intertwined with the whole process of implementing the revitalized peace agreement. What would this mean for South Sudan accomplishing those things that need to be done immediately?
I think that's a very clear message. You know, if people are talking of the economical status of South Sudan. You know, there has been a lot of corruption. There have been non-disclosure of revenues. You just realize in the last few days there was this debate in Parliament of the budget being passed. And the budget was not reflective of the realities. You know, the budget is not reflective of the peace agreement and what should be done, including formation of election commission and other issues. This one sends a message back to South Sudan telling them, look, guys, you got to be serious. If you want elections, you have to do these things that related to economy, that related to transparency before going ahead. It's exactly telling South Sudan that you're not serious with whatever you're doing right now.
So let's look at it from the business point of view. Governments are always involved in business because they run the country. This will have an impact on ordinary business people.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. You know, what is happening now, most of the businesses are state-run, you know. If you look at NILPED, and this is supposed to trickle down to the people. But with the economy, you know, the inflation is so high, and people were even negotiating in the new budget to raise the salaries to 600% and that. Nothing is being reflected on the ordinary lives of even government workers. If government workers cannot be paid and the livelihoods are so expensive, it directly also hits on the small businesses. South Sudan is towards the collapse economically. And if government needs to get out of that, they have to reflect that transparently through their budgeting process. I think it broke the camel's back when the budgeting process was being formulated and all the things that were stipulated in the peace agreement were not considered. You know, you saw the walkout of other opposition parties because of that process. If they don't wake up, it's going to hit the common man. The country depends mostly on humanitarian aid right now, and nothing makes sense in a business way of things. Even the ordinary businessman cannot make ends meet.
Well, it's fantastic to talk with you, and thank you very much for your comment.
Thank you very much, James.